We thank you, Father, for this day, and we just give you the glory as we can reflect. Take this whole week, what we call Holy Week, and to reflect on our love relationship with you. And to be able to encourage others. A lot of people will participate in this week and don't have a clue about what it means to have a personal relationship with you. Give us, who have a personal relationship with you, the courage to share the things about Holy Week and what it means, and more importantly, next week when we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Because without the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we would be nothing more than just a religious sect. But because of the death, burial, and the resurrection, we have hope. We have the blessed hope that we have something much better ahead for us, eternal life. But like Jesus, we have to pass through death to become into the kingdom of eternal life. Maybe if you return before that, Lord, that would be a wonderful thing. But if not, give us the courage and the wisdom to know there's something much better ahead for us. And we just pray that people don't know you in a personal way, Lord, to just say, Lord, I want to know you. I want you in my heart. Come in and be Lord of my life. It's that simple. And we give you the glory. And then make sure you're part of a Bible-believing fellowship, a good local church. And I'm not prejudiced about some things, but I am prejudiced about this little church because it's full of people who love the Lord. And a good Bible-believing church that help you and nurture you and carry you along the way. We have some fruit of our labors over the years. The people's lives have been changed by the fellowship of this little church. More importantly, because of Christ. But thank you for that today. In Jesus' precious name, amen.